Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. This is episode number 191. Thanks so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate it. Hope you're having an awesome day, whatever you're up to today. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and I'm here to simplify online marketing strategies for you so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business. Now, I may sound a little bit different today. Two reasons. Number one, it's much earlier in the day. It's early morning right now than I normally record. So I have the late night DJ voice going. And I'm also on a different microphone. I'm on on my original microphone that I used to use several years ago. This is a USB mic, and I'm in my hotel room in New York right now as I'm here for one of my masterminds, and that this is day two for me. And I want to take advantage of having my good friend Caitlin Batcher, who is in the mastermind with me. I wanted to interview here for the show and bring her story and her strategies to you here in the podcast. And I interviewed her yesterday here at the hotel and talking through what she does with her webinar funnel. Now, just a quick little backstory. I mean, Caitlin shares her own backstory, but I want to share sort of my version of it. I first met Caitlin here in the in our mastermind a year and a half ago. So in January 2017 was the first time I'd met her. And she created a Facebook group course. So she had a course for online course creators, teaching them how to use Facebook groups to grow their business. And she came to the group, and she's going to share this story. I'm not sharing anything like internal to the mastermind, and you're going to hear her story today. She came to the group in May of 2017 and said, "You know what? I've been doing live webinars for this program, and it's been doing pretty well. And I have much bigger goals that I want to hit this year. I want to hit seven figures in 2017. And we basically told her, okay, do more of what's working, because she was already seeing a lot of success with her live webinars. So she really doubled down on her webinars. And then eventually in late 2017, she ended up automating her webinars. She has an automated webinar funnel, and she is crushing it. Her strategy is really smart. What I love about what she does in her business is she focuses on a couple of things. So she has this sales funnel in her business, and then she has a group coaching program, and that's all. And she blew past seven figures at the end of 2017 and just done an amazing job growing her business really quickly. So in the episode today, I wanted to have her come on and share her webinar strategy with you and kind of take you through the progression of where she came from, starting just kind of doing sporadic launches to doing live launches every 2 weeks, and then found some success in that over about a 2 month time period, and then decided to automate it. And so we're going to break down her entire sales funnel for you today. What types of Facebook ads that she runs to get people into the webinar funnel, how she started off with the live webinars, and then what her automated webinar funnel looks like, and the types of things that she's done to tweak specifically the follow-up email series that goes out. And she's kind of built this up over time, and she now has a 6 month follow-up sequence that she has created. Now, I hear from a lot of you that you love hearing from like the six and seven figure business owners here on the show, but you also want to be able to relate to them. Caitlin is a perfect example who is completely relatable. She has done this with one person on her team. She just recently hired more people on her team, but for the first year, she had one person on her team and then a Facebook ads person that works with her, but she's done it pretty much all by herself. She's done it in steps along the way. She hasn't, you know, she didn't start off with a 6 month follow up series. And so I'm really excited to bring her story to you today, where she's just going to break down her entire funnel for you and what she's doing in her business to have so much success. Now, before we get into it with Caitlin, my team and I are having a blast working with everybody in our group coaching program. This is my Accelerator 12-month group coaching program. And if you have an online business where you're selling online courses or services, or you're managing Facebook ads for other people and you're looking for high-level coaching, support, and accountability so that you can be fast-tracking the success of your business and the growth of your business, the Accelerator program is for you. The people in the group are getting some amazing results, and I definitely want the same for you. It has been so much fun. If you'd like to learn more and talk to me about the Accelerator program and see if it's a right fit for you, DM me over on Instagram. Shoot me a message there. I'm at Rick Mulready, and we can chat and see if you're a right fit for that and take the next step in the Accelerator group coaching program for you. All right, without further ado, my friends, let's jump into it and hang out with Caitlin Batcher. All right, Caitlin, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining. We are actually in New York right now. Mm-hmm. We just got out of our mastermind, day one of the mastermind. Mm-hmm. And I said, Caitlin, got to have you on the podcast to talk about your evergreen webinar funnel. You and I have been talking about what you've been doing for, geez, many months now.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. And I was telling you this last night. I am so amazed at your business growth over the past, what's it been, like a year and a half? Hasn't been that long. No,
it's been about a year.
So yeah. I want to get into all that, but first tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
What your business is, what your background is, and kind of what you've been doing over the past mm-hmm. year or so in the business.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Caitlin Batcher. I'm the creator of an online course called the Fab Facebook Group System. And I also host a 12-month group coaching program called Scale with Success. And I help course creators increase their income through the power of Facebook groups and automated webinars.
Awesome. And did you start off with that focus? Now you've added the group coaching, I know that.
Yep.
But did you start off with that focus of who you are specifically serving? Because I know that that's something that you and I have talked about over the last while.
So it's interesting. The very first time I launched the Facebook group course was in 2016. And at that time, the way that I sort of differentiated, you know, the product was just saying it's specifically for people who host Facebook groups. So it could be someone that had a service business or an online course or a coach or even a physical product. You know, it was open to everyone, so we had people come on, and I noticed that I had a better connection with the students who were course creators and mm-hmm. coaches. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, a big part of that is because I myself am a course creator, so, mm-hmm. you know, and previously I had sold other courses related to social media, so I just felt really, really connected to that niche. And what I began to realize is that if I wanted to come up, you know, to develop other programs and sort of build out my ascension model, mm-hmm. I needed to focus on a particular person as opposed to a particular thing.
Yep.
Because here's the deal. If I wanted to stay focused on Facebook groups, that means that my group coaching program would also have to be about Facebook groups, right? So I couldn't have anyone in
there.
It's
a really interesting distinction.
And for me, I was just like, that's not really interesting to me.
Yep.
Like, I am far more interested in serving the person and then taking them, you know, through that way. So like, you know, in the Facebook group course, they are learning how to build a community from scratch, how to do a launch with a webinar.
Mm-hmm.
We don't cover automated webinars in that program,
right.
But then in the group coaching, that's when we...
You get into that.
Yeah. So
you're serving online course creators.
Yes.
Facebook groups is one mechanism of that for them.
Yeah.
I love that. That's such a... It's a great distinction that you focused on there, because so many people get caught up in like, well, I want to teach this one thing rather than serving, like, I want to serve this type of person.
Yeah.
And I think that you can go so much farther.
Yep.
In your business when you do that.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is that I think that's really important about what you have done so well is you don't have 16 different products.
That's correct.
You have two. you have your course and you have your group coaching program. Was that intentional from the get-go, or was that just something that just sort of evolved and like I am only going to focus on two things?
So what happened is, you know, in 2007, when I started out the year in 2017, so it was January 2017, I just joined this mastermind with you. And I remember on one of our group calls, I was like, okay, so, you know, from in 2016, I had launched the Facebook group course. And I said, okay, I'm starting to build up some momentum with my Facebook group course. So I think I now, because I want to increase revenue, what I need is a new course. And so like, here's, you know, and I threw out some ideas and everyone was like, they said it in a nice way, but basically those ideas are crap.
Yeah, right.
Basically. And they were. And so I was still kind of like struggling with it or whatever. And then when we, you know, had our first meetup in Laguna and we kind of started, or I guess it was the second one in May. It was a year ago today. Not today, but like this month, a year ago, that I actually had the idea to kind of focus all in on only my Facebook group course.
It was a year ago?
It was in May.
Holy
of New
cow.
York.
Okay.
In New York.
That's right. Because wasn't the solution that we came up with, because you were like...
Do more webinars.
Right. We were like, well, yeah.
Because I had a big... So it was... I was coming off of a challenge style launch that I did in March.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. And it was a $165,000 launch. That was my first six-figure launch.
Yep.
And I set the intention at the beginning of the year that I wanted that to be $1 million year.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted 2017 to be $1 million. The year prior to that, I'd made $200,000. And so I was like, I just really feel like I can do this. So I remember saying, okay, guys, so that means that my next launch has to be $800,000.
Right.
So how do I make that happen? And people were like, well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yep.
Like, first of all, what's working for you right now? And I was like, well, my webinars have been converting like crazy, you know? And then, you know, it was proposed to me that perhaps I just focus on doing, like, if that's working, why not just do
more of what's working?
Do more.
So at that point, so this is May of 2017.
Uh-huh.
So almost a year ago to the date that we're recording this.
Yeah.
How often were you doing webinars at that point?
At that point, I was only doing an open and closed launch.
Okay.
So it was just... Now, I had launched my Facebook group course a few times.
Yep, yep.
I mean, of course, like the very first webinar I did on it, nobody bought anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I... So yes. So I had already launched it a few times, but I made the decision. And actually, at that point, I don't even know if I believed I could automate it. I was just like, all right, I'm going to do two live webinars every month for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
like,
so,
I'll do it.
So that's I really want to talk through that, because you didn't go right to automation.
No.
But you had this goal. You said, you know what, I've done, you did your first six-figure launch that in 2017. And then you're like, my intention is to do $1 million this year, seven figures this year. All right, I'm going to do more webinars. So you went, you're like, okay, live webinars are working.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do more of them. And you decided to do two a month.
Yep.
What did that look like? So like, what did that look like just overall, and also kind of like logistically? Because obviously you're running Facebook ads into that and so on.
So during that time period, I mean, So basically what we would do is we'd run ads for 7 days. Then I would do the webinar. Mm-hmm. And then I would have the cart open for 5 days. And then on the week after that, so week one would be an ad week to promote the webinar. Week three would be ad week.
Okay. So were you starting the ads and stopping the ads, or?
Yeah, because nothing was automated. So it would be promoting the webinar. And then, of course, there were ads for the cart open period.
Sure.
You know, like cart closing soon, whatever, testimonials, things like that. But that was it. I'll never forget the very first time I did this live webinar to cold audience. You know, I had a specific lead, you know, number in my, like how many leads I wanted to get, spent the money on the ads for it, and all the webinar tech failed that day. And it was like, so it's not a great, like, literally
you paid all this money to get the leads in.
Totally. And it was the first time that I had just, like, we only targeted cold leads.
Okay.
Like ice cold leads. Mm-hmm. So, you know, webinar didn't work. And at that point though, like, I had experienced enough failures in my entrepreneurial journey to know that, like, whatever, it's not a big deal. We'll just turn it around. So then 2 days later, I was like, okay, let's just do another webinar with those leads. Yep. Like, most people won't show up because we had to cancel and whatever. And so we did that. I think I 2x'd my ROI.
Really?
And so it wasn't even, so like, I didn't make like $10,000, but I might've spent $2,000 or $3,000, and then made $4,000 or $6,000.
Okay.
So I was like,
I'll take this.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing, is that people go into, when they're targeting cold traffic with webinars, a lot of times they go into it with the mindset of, you know, this big launch where you have, you know, like a 2 month runway build up. And then, you know, you hear these crazy stories like, I 10x'd my investment on ads. Yeah. And I have those stories too, but you can't, that's not necessarily sustainable through, if you're doing live webinars to ice cold traffic.
Yeah.
And it's also a huge wake up call to your marketing. Whereas when I'm doing, you know, my webinar to, like, for my warmed up live launch and have these super high conversion rates, and then I go to do it cold, and all of a sudden
it's a different expectation there.
I'm like, whoa, there are definitely some things to tweak.
So you bring up a really good point there, because since you weren't doing this big runway leading up to the launch and you're doing it every couple of weeks, the numbers are going to be less.
Totally.
Because you're just kind of rolling through it.
Yep.
And if I'm not mistaken, the first few webinars that you did in this fashion was all cold traffic. Yes. It was cold traffic, cold traffic, cold traffic.
Yep.
You also started mixing in, though, at one point, because now you're building up your list. How big was your list, actually, before, as you started that?
I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to remember. It might have, was it 10,000 people? I don't know.
I don't think it was that much, actually.
It might have been less than that. I really don't know.
I don't remember exactly, but I don't think it was that much. But then within, like, a very short amount of time, the number, like, 30,000 comes to mind.
Sure. Yeah,
like, really quickly.
Like, yeah.
So after a couple months of doing that, every 2 weeks, cold traffic, then you start mixing in the warm traffic. So, like, let's just say in month two, the second, whatever.
So it was the third live webinar ever that I mixed in warm traffic.
Okay.
So it was cold, cold, cold. And then I put in some warm people.
Yep.
And the results were amazing. Like, it was great.
Yeah, because you have people on your list now that have been on there for, say, 6 weeks. Yep. They're getting content from you. You're warming them up. You know, they got your follow-up sequence from your webinar and stuff like that.
Yep.
So then you started mixing in the warm. What are you doing from a revenue perspective at this point?
Because I'm trying to remember in my head. So I remember, so revenue-wise, when I sat down in May, you know, this was coming off of the heels of my big launch in March. Mm-hmm. So at that point, my May revenue was about $20,000 a month.
Okay.
It was $20,000 a month, and I knew that because people bought on a payment plan, that was gonna obviously taper off in a couple months. Yep. But that also provided me an opportunity. I had a little bit of flexibility because I was like, well, over the next few months, like, the worst case scenario, I'll just do another big live launch.
Right.
Like, that's fine.
Yep.
Right? So then it just, I mean, it crept up for sure. So in May, I set everything up with me and my VA, like, went into Active Campaign, did all the tech, you know, whatever. Started doing the live webinars in June. I don't remember my June revenue. I remember that in August it was like $150,000 or something. Mm-hmm. It was like in, I can't remember if it was September or October. At one point it was actually $300,000.
For a month.
For 1 month.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like,
it's awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And again, it was just by doing that one webinar. But the thing that made it work is that I was making tweaks along the way, and I had the mentorship I needed in order to be able to spot like what was working and what wasn't. And I feel like that's one of the main things that people struggle with.
Yeah.
They understand that something is not working, but they have no clue how to identify it.
So meaning you were able to look at the entire funnel and say, you know what, these are my results.
Yes.
And you were able to break down each part of the funnel from Facebook ad all the way to the end of the cart close, emails, conversion rate, the webinar, all that stuff. You're able to look at those stats and say, oh, where do I focus my efforts to try to make improvements?
Exactly. And I feel like that's really important too, to make sure that you're tracking KPIs, you know, like religiously.
Yep.
I remember before I was working with an ads manager during this time, which I also recommend. Please hire an ads manager for this. Like, do not try to DIY this. And so anyway, so I was working with an ads manager, and he's like, hey, so I put this spreadsheet together. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll share mine with you. And then I shared his. He's like, whoa, what?
Yours was far more elaborate.
Well, like, they were both, like, I feel like we're a really good match because we're both, like, into the detail part of that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, this is going to be a good, like, this is a good client, because that we had just started working together. We hadn't worked together in the past.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Did you run into any problems where, and I used to have this conversation with John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneurs on Fire, because he used to do this sort of strategy where he was doing it on a weekly basis.
Yes.
Did you ever have any challenges or issues with people since you were doing it every 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. And granted, it was cold traffic, but people kind of trickle in.
Yep.
They kind of find their way in.
Yep.
Where a cart is closing, and then the next week you're turning around and, you know, you're like doing another promotion to cold traffic. Was there ever any time where people were like, hey, what's going on here?
No, there was not, because since it was spaced out, like since it was two a month and not once a week, like there was no cart overlap. Like the carts were closed, like everything was done. But they could, if they trickled in for the next launch, it actually was open for them.
Gotcha.
So they could.
So they could do it again.
Right. Now, so, when it's automated, they can't do that. Like,
so
you can't, you know.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
So you, I think.
So it was in August when I decided. I did two live webinars in August.
Yep.
And at that point, I had done another live webinar in August to cold and warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, these results are like it definitely started to taper.
Okay.
Like it kind of went down. And so I was like, I feel like I can just, let's just automate this.
So what made you decide? Because everybody always wants like the holy grail, right?
Totally.
Like I just want like passive income.
Yeah,
I don't want to do all this. But you were doing live webinars for a good three months. You were seeing good results.
Yeah.
Things started to level off. You were still continuing to see results.
Yeah.
But so what was that sort of flip? Like, okay, you know what? It's time to automate this.
Well, number one, I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's a
I
lot.
Was just like, even two live webinars is a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big, you know, and what I don't think people fully understand is because they're like, all right, like I can do two live webinars a month. That is your full focus. Like
yeah.
if you're doing two live, like that was the team. I did not have a big team.
Right.
And so all of our energies were focused on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So like we weren't, I remember even like I went a little bit dark on social media. Like I wasn't really
that
doing that. That
became your
kind
main
of thing
focus.
Because I was like, let's just go all in. Like the way that I see it is like, you know, when you're a kid and you have a magnifying glass, and you shine it in the light and then it like burns a hole through the paper. Like it takes all that light and just focuses it into like fire.
Yeah.
Like, that is what it is. So within a 90-day period, I literally went from like $20,000 a month to six-figure months.
Mm-hmm.
And that would not have been possible if I was also like, hey, I'm gonna start experimenting with Pinterest or whatever.
Right, where your attention was scattered at that point.
Mm-mm.
So you decide to automate.
Yeah.
Take us through that process.
Yeah. So we decided to automate, and the one thing we noticed, well, it by far was not a situation where we automated and then the results just kept on coming.
Right.
I mean, definitely, there were definitely things, you know, with the ads, but also with like the webinar follow-up, like that we started to notice holes or parts of the funnel that were, you know, broken.
Going back to making sure that you're tracking everything along.
Okay, so I have to tell you a funny story. It was, or not so inexpensive funny story, was in, I think it was September, or no, it was November, the first 2 weeks of November. I remember Andrew and I were like, man, like what is going, this like webinar is tanking all of a sudden. Like, and of course, you know, when something starts to go wrong, like everything is heightened. I remember even talking to you on the phone and I was like, Rick, my business is not going to last. Like I am literally.
I remember that conversation.
Like, even though, like, and I look back and I'm like, those months were like 50% profit. Like it made no sense, but I remember I was so terrified. I was like, I'm going under. Things are not looking good for Caitlin Batcher. And so anyway, what we had done is actually we had on the, this is so stupid, on the automated webinar, we had it linked to the wrong sales page. So like people couldn't even buy. So for 2 weeks, we were spending money on ads and like things were just going down. We're like, what's going on?
Perfect example of if you're not tracking all the stats along the way, you would never know that. Like, so if you were to let that go, you're spending all this money, let's just say 2 months, 2 months in, everything's a waste.
Yeah, I remember I was like, I guess I got to go back to live webinars. Guess I got to, you know, redo the whole thing. But it was actually just one little part. Yeah.
One big part, but you noticed it.
Yes,
you corrected
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
And you started to see some really good results.
And so I will say, though, the other piece of that was really changing my mindset from a launch mindset to evergreen. So you can probably relate to this when you're in a launch. Well, I don't know. I always, like, I'm checking, you know, Sam Cart or whatever, like, all the time.
Sure.
Like, I'm like, should I get any more sales? You know, because it's an open and closed thing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're running evergreen, it's like, that is literally what I was doing, like, every single day.
Yep.
Because I was making sales every single day.
Right.
But it was just, like, I was kind of approaching it with the energy level of a launch as opposed to, all right, this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes.
And a launch is a sprint.
That's such a great point that you bring up there.
And so I was like exhausting myself, like running myself into a frenzy, like tracking this and that. And so it took a while for me to sort of understand, oh, okay, you know, whatever. And then I remember the point when I was talking to my ads manager and we were talking about revenue goals and things like that. And I was like, yeah, I'm really hoping that I only have to do like 2 live launches of this next year. He's like, you don't have to do any live launches.
Yeah.
Like, let's map this out.
That's how well it was working.
Yeah. And so, and then I was like, okay, I am on board
Sounds
with that.
Good to me. Right.
Yeah.
How much are you, so once you've sort of, you figured out the sales page issue and now you're kind of cranking along here, you're having some success. What kind of ad spend are you putting in and what kind of revenue are you seeing on the other side of that?
So we're seeing about a 4x ROI.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But that's not just targeting ice cold traffic, right? Because now we are building warm audiences. We're constantly showing videos to cold audiences, building warm audiences before showing them, you know, a webinar ad. And then if those people don't buy during that, when they come in, when they're invited to buy it again via ads or an email or whatever, they're more likely to buy.
Okay. So,
that made a really big impact into the sales.
Okay, so I want to unpack that a little bit because those are two really big things there. So let's start with how much are you spending on ads roughly right now?
Okay, well, now I'm promoting the group coaching, so the numbers are up.
Sure.
Roughly, we are spending between 30,000 and 40,000.
Okay, and then how much is coming out on the other end? Just like on a monthly basis, because I know we're going to talk about the 60-day follow-up that you have, but sort of on a monthly basis, what are you seeing?
3 to 4x.
Okay.
So whatever 3 to 4x.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, and you mentioned going back to the ads that you're running to lead into the webinar. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, you're not running ad to webinar registration.
That's correct. Not right off the bat.
Right. So you are doing videos.
Yes.
You're doing Facebook video ads based on engagement.
Yep.
And for those people who are engaging with the ads, then you're retargeting them with the webinar offers.
Yep.
They're more qualified because they've watched the videos and it's a more inexpensive lead because of it's a warmer audience.
And they're so much more likely to purchase.
Yes.
Like it's insane how much. And I feel like there's this old school mentality of like running an ad to a blog post, and then like that person goes to the blog post, mm-hmm. and then they get a lead magnet, and then they show an ad to a lead magnet, like this whole complicated thing where it's literally just keeping people on Facebook to consume the content there, get them warmed up, and then, you know, invite them to the webinar ad.
So how many videos are you doing that before
I think it's around two
okay.
or something before they get invited to the webinar.
And what's the content of those videos?
That we are always
testing different things.
Stuff. Okay. Always. So like, that's the other thing to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. This is why you need an ads manager or a team to run this. Like, it's not just like, oh, I found my two magic videos and now I'm set.
Yep.
No. So we have I have lots of stuff on like my YouTube channel, and so we've like spliced and reformatted and whatever, like different or repurposed live streams, different things like that.
So Andrew Hubbard is running your ads. So Andrew's letting you know, Caitlin, I need some other video here.
Oh yeah. Well, he's very proactive. So gets it. He just looks at the stuff that's already been created.
Okay. So he's not coming to you and say, I need new stuff. Mm-mm. You've got stuff that you can repurpose and you're cutting up and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you're running two videos essentially and you're always trying to find what's working best.
Yeah.
Retargeting those people based on engagement.
Yeah.
Into the webinar.
Yeah.
And then they go through your webinar sequence.
Yeah.
And so when they sign up for it, how many times do you give them to choose from?
Oh, on the webinar?
Yeah.
I believe it's a just in time and then it's two additional times.
Two additional times. Okay, cool. So, then what's the follow-up? Like, how long is the follow-up after that?
Okay, you mean after the cart is open for 5 days.
5 days. Okay, cool.
Yep.
And then if they don't buy after that, I know this is something that you shifted over the past 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Tell us about
what was happening before is that if people wouldn't buy, so again, this is switching myself from a launch mindset to an evergreen mindset because if I was still intended on doing, you know, two live launches a year, then it would be totally fine to just send those people into like a weekly email newsletter because 4, 5, 6 months down the line, I'd be doing a live launch and they'd be invited to that.
Yep.
And I didn't fully realize that if I'm not doing a live launch, what's happening to all those people, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, sure, we are retargeting them with ads, you know, every 30 days or whatever, like through Facebook.
Right.
But there was no consistent follow-up. Like, they would just get a weekly email newsletter from me. And so if they weren't on Facebook, then they would totally miss out on seeing the ad and the opportunity.
Sure.
So what we did is we created, you know, a follow-up that really helped to keep people nurtured over a month. And then they were re-invited to the webinar.
Okay.
Then there's more content. Then there's, you know, then you're engaging with them again, whether it's like sending them to a sales page or a webinar or whatever.
Okay.
But you're kind of building in the launch into it.
So the launch, I mean, really goes from, let's just say 5 days where before you would, they made it through, they go onto your email list and then they just get your weekly. Now you have a very intentional follow-up series that sounds like it's about 60 days long. How many emails?
It's 6 months long.
Is it 6 months?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, it is. It's awesome. That's what the copywriter is for, right?
Okay.
Because you know, that's not going to happen. But so yeah, it's 6 months worth of follow-up from me.
How many emails a week in that?
Two.
Two emails a week?
Yeah.
Very intentional about like adding value.
Of course, yeah.
And then after about a month or so, you re-invite them to the webinar.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If they don't take it, obviously they still continue to get your content.
Yeah.
If they do re-register and they don't purchase again, what happens?
Okay, so if they do re-register and they don't purchase again, they get, it's like they stay in the funnel.
They just repeat it again.
No, they don't repeat the same content. Well, they get 4 weeks of new content.
New, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it's all new because I want to keep their attention.
Sure.
So it's still just talking about Facebook groups.
Yep.
So I'm not like, hey, and by the way, here's what to do about Instagram.
Right,
because
I'm
not selling an Instagram product, so it doesn't make sense. That's also something that I feel like a lot of people kind of mess up on within their funnels is like even within their weekly newsletter, they start talking about stuff that's not doesn't have anything to do with the thing that they're selling.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, I have all kinds of weird lead magnets that never led into anything that I sold. But now, yes, everything is like very targeted.
And it comes back to who you're serving.
Totally.
Leading them into the course.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the second 30 days there, mm-hmm. if they don't re-register, you're offering, like you send them, you make another offer to
yes.
them, but this time you send them right to the sales
yes,
page.
Yes, that's right.
And then you just said 6 months. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
we just added on. So it was 3 months and then yeah. we just added on. Another.
It's a really good point there because I can tell that I would imagine some people listening are like, well, holy cow, I'm not going to write all those emails.
Oh yeah, no.
It was you like, didn't start off with that.
No, of course not. Like yeah. it was one, you know, it was 1 month. And here's the other thing. We have so much, most of us have so much content mm-hmm. sitting on our website, you know, in our Facebook groups, on Facebook Live, on our YouTube channels, on Instagram, whatever, just sitting there, you know, get a copywriter to help you repurpose some of that stuff into emails.
Yeah.
This is like, you don't have to, there's no sense in reinventing yeah. the wheel.
Yeah, I love it. The last thing I want to mention or have you talk about there is that, so you have your group coaching program.
Mm-hmm.
To get into the group coaching program, yeah. they have to have a phone call with your team.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing you instituted that has worked really well from yeah. what you've been telling me is that in your follow-up series
yeah.
from the webinar,
yep.
you're putting, I think, like PSs
yes.
in those emails, letting people know about the group coaching program and an opportunity to schedule a call. Or
yep.
is it fill out application?
Fill out an application for a call because
okay.
not everyone gets on the call.
Right, that's right too. Okay, that's right. So
yeah.
they have to apply.
Yep.
And then they have to qualify basically.
Yeah. And I just want to give a shout out to Taki Moore because that's actually his idea. So
yeah,
he told me to do that and I did.
Yeah, I'll link up Taki's site. He's got some
yeah,
really
sure.
good stuff.
Yeah.
Link him up in the show notes. But you put that in a PS.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do you start introducing that? Because the main focus is the
yes,
webinar
okay.
and the
All
course.
Right. Yeah. So I do. So when like they're get the carts open and they're getting those sales emails, obviously I'm not putting a PS. Like the only call to action
sure.
is to buy the product.
Yep.
But after that, I'm including a PS to join my Facebook group.
Yep.
And I also have a in the PS. It's also to get on a wait list for the next time the course launches because
mm-hmm.
they just missed yep. out on it. Right.
Yep.
Like they didn't buy to get that. And then the third one is, hey, if you're already, you know, a six-figure online course creator looking to scale to seven,
yep.
I have something for you. Apply here.
Got it. So it's kind of one of those, like, here are some different ways to...
Here's how I can help you. Here are a few ways I can help
right.
you.
And you yeah. give them, like, Facebook group and,
yep.
you know, wait list. And so you give
yeah.
them different links and stuff
yeah.
like that. Brilliant. And you start that pretty much after they
right
go
after,
through the
yeah.
five-day follow-up.
Yeah.
They don't buy.
Right.
Then they're in your sequence,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting that.
Yeah.
Love it. And you're crushing it.
Yeah. Oh, my gum almost fell out. Yeah.
Yes. You almost just spit your gum at me. I love
it.
All excited.
Out in excitement, like confetti.
You are killing it, not only in the webinar funnel with your course sales.
Yeah.
You're doing six figures a month on
yeah.
it. But now you have a steady stream of people who
yeah.
are filling out the application, and actually you're finding a lot of people qualify
yeah.
getting to the phone call portion
yep.
for your group coaching program.
Yeah. So the group coaching program is evergreen, and the last 2 months we've added about 7 or 8 people each month,
yeah.
which has been great. We had an initial group of people that started in it. So I think right now we have about 24 people. But yeah, and so the next part, that the next thing that I'm doing, of course, is then thinking about, okay, well, how can I build, you know, a video funnel for the group
for
coaching
that,
program?
Of course.
And so that's the thing, like these principles,
mm-hmm.
they can over, you know, the only difference is I'm not sending people to a webinar. I'm sending people to apply to book for a call. Like
right.
that's a call to action.
Yeah.
So these principles are, you know, classic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, these are fundamental
yes.
marketing principles that you're just using time and time again.
Yeah.
And I really want to make one thing clear here for everybody listening is that because everyone thinks like, ooh, I just want to set this up in their business
no.
and have it just, you know, magically rain money
yeah.
in all the time. You have the system set up now,
yeah.
but you're always trying to improve it. You're always trying to tinker with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So here's the thing too, is that it's somewhat, it might not be you, but it has to be someone on your team that's doing it.
Yeah.
So like, it's not a set it and forget it thing.
Mm-hmm.
The ads manager is doing it. Like I notice something, so I'll have my copywriter do it. And then, you know, the VA uploads whatever.
Yeah.
But so like I definitely, this is, at this point, it's very hands-off for me, I feel like. But it took a while to get there. And of course, then you're paying someone to do it. So it's not like you don't just sit back.
Along those lines there, you mentioned before that your team for a long time was very small.
Okay, that's the other thing is people feel like, I mean, I got to $1 million with it. It was I had a graphic designer, a VA, and my ads manager. And that was it.
And then none of them were full-time. They were contractors. Right. Mm-hmm. And your team was that small for how long?
For the year.
For a year. Yeah. And it's pretty much been a year.
Yeah.
And you now, just coming to New York here, now you've just hired a bunch of people for the team.
Yes.
I think people, because I hear from people all the time, they're like, you know, for example, for the podcast here, they say, I want to hear from people who, it's great to hear like the seven-figure business owners, but a lot of them find them unrelatable.
I
think this is a perfect example that's 100% relatable for everybody.
Like literally, Rick, I mean, we still live in the same apartment. We're like waiting for taxes to file so we'll qualify to buy a house, a new house. But like, you know, we're in this really small apartment. Yep. My desk is literally the corner of my bedroom. Mm-hmm. It's like literally one foot from the bed.
Yep.
Like it's like people, I had a small team. Like you don't need a workspace. You don't need a fancy this, a fancy that. I stopped blogging because I was like, this is dumb and it's not helping anything.
Right.
Right. So like the thing is, and now I'm able to outsource and hire out and help create like new weekly content, like new blog content and like things like that. But I feel like people, they get focused on the wrong things.
Yes.
And so they're like, the things that got me to $100,000 are the very same things that are going to take me to $1 million. And it's complete BS. Mm-hmm. Like what got you to $100,000? Blogging was great. JV webinars were great. Like all of these real specific things. But it's like, if you want to get to $1 million, you have to stop doing that stuff doesn't work.
You've simplified and you double down on what's working.
Yeah.
And it's not a set it and forget it. You're constantly trying to improve.
Yeah.
You're building out the team.
Yeah.
And just making this stuff work. It wasn't overnight.
No.
You've done it with a small team.
Yeah.
So all of this stuff is completely approachable for doing what you're doing here, which I love. And I just want to reiterate, it's been so much fun, so amazing to watch your progress in this. You are crushing it. You are inspiration to me. You and I talk quite a bit and like, I love chatting with you about this stuff. So if somebody is an online course creator and they want to know how to grow their business, where can people go find out more about you?
Well, so if you go to my website, caitlinbatcher.com, there's a roadmap there, the Facebook group host roadmap. I think that's what it's called. Anyway, it's on my website. You can get that for free. And then you'll be updated about like any kind of, you know, webinars coming up. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about the group coaching program, all of that. So
cool. CaitlinBatcher.com. CaitlinBatcher.com.
Yep.
I'll link it up in the show notes for today's episode. Caitlin, thank you so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
All right. Hope you got a ton out of my interview today with Caitlin. Really appreciate you listening to the show. If you are enjoying the show and you'd like to support it, please share it with somebody that you think will find it helpful. And also, if you've not yet left an honest rating and review for the show over on iTunes, it's a huge help and only takes a second to do that. So thank you so much in advance for doing those things. And thank you again for listening to this podcast. As always, we've got another awesome episode coming your way in the next episode. So until then, my friends, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.